I mean, what's the point of hiding behind a filter or walls when you look at the social media landscape, everyone's kind of saying the same shit. And it's takes like polarizing opinions, videos like yours, you know, the Grant Cardones, the Gary Bees, that stop your scrolling and make you look and make you take attention. Right. And so, and that's not because like Luke, you're intentionally being polarizing for the sake of being seen. It's just who you are. It's not that Grant's just showing up in that way, you know, the way that he does to be seen. It's just who he is. And so when people fall into who they truly are, you start to become recognized and noticed because that is unique to you. When you're trying to be like everyone else, that is not unique.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales, but the reality is it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is attention equals dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. I'm your host, Luke Nessler, and this show is all about bringing you people that have figured out how to get attention online and turn that attention into revenue, into dollars for their business. My guest today is no different. She's a life and influencer coach. She's coaching the new generation of thought leaders. She's the host of the Love Punch podcast, and most importantly, she's going to help you conquer your bullshit. We're going to talk about that today. She's got an awesome program, the CPR program. She's just a complete entrepreneurial badass. She's working with some awesome people out in the business community. And she's somebody that truly understands how to get attention and turn that attention into dollars for her business. My guest today is Ruby Freeman. Ruby, welcome to the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. I'm super excited to have you on today.
Hey, Luke, I'm stoked to be here.
Awesome. So what's new? You just told me you came from an awesome and an exciting event. There's a lot of great things going on. You said there were people pitching their podcast ideas. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I was at the New Media Summit, which is hosted by Steve Olscher. And basically people come in and they pitch their podcast to icons of influence. And I was being featured as an icon of influence this year at the September event. So it was awesome to just hear a bunch of people's pitches, to learn more about what's going on and different people's stories and missions. And also to overbook myself to the point where I now have to go from once a week with my podcast to possibly three times a week.
Oh man, I love it. Well, talk to me about that. You said that they consider the folks like you that were at this event on stage icons of influence.
Yes.
Talk to somebody that is you know, around our age. They're in the business community, but maybe they built their business off of old school media, TV, radio, newspaper. They didn't really have to put themselves out there because they kind of hid behind the logo. That's who this podcast is really for. It's to help folks like that understand how to do what you're doing and what we're doing. So how does someone that has maybe already built a business that doesn't know how to continue to grow it online, how do they become an icon of influence like yourself?
Yeah, so it's crazy because we do have that generational gap, right? There's the new media people like us who are very savvy on social media, very savvy online, maybe don't have as much TV appearances or things like that, traditional media. And then you have the people who are doing traditional media, have been doing traditional media their entire lives. But in order to tap in to the new generation, you have to do so much more than just traditional media. I mean, new media is the way to go. It's in everybody's pocket. It's in everybody's hands. So if you are not in new media, if you are not in social media, if you're not doing videos, if you're not, you know, you don't have a podcast, if you don't have these assets in your business, then you're missing out on a giant demographic. So for me, video is super hot. Video is how I really started my business. You know, I launched 4 years ago. It seems like forever, but it's been 4 years. And the way in which I built my business was by creating content. So I was really content heavy in the first year. I was doing YouTube videos twice a month at least. I was doing regular Facebook Lives. I was writing articles to different platforms and publications. And from that, I started gaining a lot of traction and notoriety. right? Because that is a way for you to establish yourself as the go-to person for X, Y, Z. Right. So clients started coming to me because they either saw my video on YouTube, they read a blog on Huffington Post or an article on My Body Green. And it was really easy to bring in clients that way. So it's just, it's one of those things, like if you're not grasping what it is, you have to get on it, whether it's doing lives or pre-recording your videos and putting it out there. But video is super hot, and it's just another way to tap in to your audience and expand your audience and reach.
Yeah, I love that. And as we get to know each other better, I'm sure you'll learn more about our story and my company story. But that's exactly how I've built my business. I never did radio, TV, newspaper. When I started the business, I was, 20, 21 years old, and I was very content heavy. I was putting videos, blogs. I'm a terrible writer because I'm so fast paced that it's riddled with typos. So now I have a company name and they'll edit me. But at first, I was putting multiple things out a week, having really no idea what I was doing. I just knew that I needed to make noise. And what happened is exactly what you had said. So I know you're an expert at telling people how it is, cut the bullshit, mm-hmm. know what you got to do, do it. So let's talk about conquering your bullshit. When somebody hears what you're talking about with, hey, it's content heavy. And then the excuses start. I don't like the way I look on camera. I don't like the way I sound. I don't have time. Do you get a lot of that from your clients? And how can somebody overcome those bullshit excuses?
Yeah, that's the majority of my clients. The majority of my clients know what their mission is. They understand they know what their purpose is. They know what their mission is. They know what it is that they're passionate about, but they feel as though they have hurdles or hoops to jump through to get themselves out there, to become visible, to have their voice heard. They feel like they're just another voice in a sea of voices. That's an excuse. I don't have anything different to say. My market is oversaturated. I don't know how to do video. It's really fucking easy. You just press start live, okay? And then you go. So really the bullshit that I'm talking about is all these excuses that people tell themselves and all these stories, right? Because this is programming. You at some point have programmed yourself to believe I'm not good enough for camera. I don't look good on camera. I don't know what to say. I'm not good live. I'm not going to stand out. I have nothing new to say. Like these are programs that you have downloaded yourself. So in order to get on that video, in order to achieve that, the significance, right? The significance and the notoriety that you deserve and you really desire for your purpose, you've got to get over your bullshit and you've got to get over your excuses. So for me, I implement a tool called CPR. CPR is courage, persistence, and resilience. Courage is really having the balls to just do what it is that you're scared of. A lot of people try and work through their fear. They want to get rid of their fear before they press record or do something that they're scared of doing. And let me just be straight. The fear is never going to go away. Exactly. Like the fear is always going to be there. The only way that you can get past your fear is by taking action that is going to take you past your fear. So that requires courage, and everyone has courage. You could probably think of a time in your life when you utilized courage to do something you never thought you would do, right? So it's in you. The second thing is persistence. It's doing it over and over and over again. And Luke, you mentioned too, like you were content heavy in the first year, right? I'm sure that in your first year of business, there were videos that you had like crickets responding to it,
absolutely.
Right?
I tell people all the time, number one, so I'm from West Virginia. A lot of people from here, very thick country accents. I was always very self-conscious of that. I don't have it anymore because I've kind of erased it. But I was, everything went through my head from I look bad, I'm overweight, I have a thick accent. What if people don't take me seriously? Because at the time I was young, I was 20, 21, 22. So I had all these things going through my head, but I literally had no choice. I couldn't afford to do radio and TV and newspaper, and nor did I think that worked. And I knew I had to do something. So for me, I think it was natural for me to have the courage, be persistent, and then have the resilience. But I know it doesn't come that way for a lot of people. They get so hung up on those things. Mm-hmm. I just started putting out, I'm on this fitness journey right now. I'm losing a lot of weight. I'm getting in shape and I'm putting it all out there. And I don't care if people look at a photo of me and be like, fuck, he was fat. Like, yeah, I was. And I think part of why I'm putting that out there is because it made me feel uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, all right, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I need to do it, because if that makes me feel uncomfortable and I do it, nothing in the business realm, anything I talk about, is going to make me feel as uncomfortable as putting myself out there looking the way I did. But that comes natural to me. I think a lot of people get so hung up on that because I'll speak to people and tell them how important it is to do video, but my job is not to get them to overcome it. My job is to execute campaigns for our clients. So I don't have the skill you have, which is, look, motherfucker, this is why you need to do this. This is what it's going to do for you. So talk to me about how do you work with, we'll call her Janet, some random 40-year-old lady that is, I work with a lot of real estate agents. Mm-hmm. Janet is not a real estate agent, but we'll pretend like she is. She's great at what she does, but she's afraid of, you know, what her friends might think. She's never done this before. What do you say to somebody like that? Because I personally don't know what to say to them.
Yeah. So for Janet, it's most important to first identify what are all the excuses that you're telling yourself? What are all the stories that you're telling yourself? Like, write them down so that we can actually excavate and dig into what it is that's actually holding you back. Because a lot of times what happens is people get scared and they don't pause to reflect on what that fear is actually saying. They just shut down and they start walking the other way. You know, they just stop in their tracks. So what I'm asking you to do is like, take a look at what it is that you're scared of. Like, right. What is your programming telling you? And then say it's, I'm afraid of looking stupid. So then you ask yourself, well, what happens if you look stupid? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then I won't be accepted by the other realtors in my firm. Okay. And then what happens if you're not accepted by other realtors? And you boil it down to that nugget, the thing that you are most afraid of. And when you start to identify what this is, it becomes so much easier to work around it and to realize how bullshit that fear is.
Because a lot of the fears that people have, they're really not as bad as what they might think. And that's what that exercise is for, correct? Like, the worst case scenario, how bad is it really? And
exactly.
Then kind of get them to the point to where they realize, oh, I guess it's really not that bad.
Right. And then on the flip side, then once they go through that, then, well, what happens if you don't do these videos? What are you risking if you don't take a chance and put yourself out there? And for a lot of people, it's like, well, I'm stuck exactly where I'm at. And that's not where I want to be. And well, what happens in your life? And you just go, you excavate all of that. And then you start to get real with yourself. Am I courageous enough to just fucking do this?
Yeah. Before Ruby and I came on air, we were talking about, you know, we need to set up another call and just take a deeper dive into each other's businesses and what we're doing. And Ruby, this is exactly why, because again, my job is, I'm not the expert in helping people overcome their fear. People will hire me to speak or hire me to do work for them to where how do I turn attention in the revenue, right? But when I get to an event and there's that Janet and I don't know what to say to her. So Ruby and I are going to pass a lot of business to each other because I have so many people that some of them don't ever even become clients. They just meet me at a speaking event that they're like, what do I do? And my coaching isn't the best because I don't know what to tell them because even when I have the biggest fear, like what's my biggest fear? And it's people not liking me, but I have so many people that don't like me because I take a stance on something. It doesn't faze me. It doesn't keep me from pushing forward. So I don't really know what to say to that person. You've completely answered it. So identify what are all the excuses, vomit it all out.
Yeah.
And then what's the worst case scenario? How bad is it really going to be? And then you come to that realization of, oh, it's not going to kill me. Nobody's going to come and kidnap my children and my competitors aren't going to burn my business down. And then the one I like the most is what happens if you don't do it? And that's really where this message of attention equals dollars comes into play. These podcasts aren't always about every episode showing you how to get attention and turn it into revenue. This podcast is about you have to have attention if you're going to generate revenue for your business. And the worst case scenario is if nobody knows you, nobody's going to hire you. Nobody's going to buy from
you. How are they going to know what you do? How is your next ideal client or buyer going to know that you exist or that your product exists if you're not out there talking about it?
I love it. Talk to me about some of the, I saw on your site, you have Amplify Soul Live. Is that an event that you do, or is that an event that you speak at?
Yeah, that's my 3-day event, and it's coming up quickly in February and in Los Angeles. Tickets are actually going to be released this week. And really it's just, it's a training for people who are really looking to become thought leaders in their respective industries. So people who really want to be known and recognized and seen and heard and create impact with their message, but have hesitated to do so for in some way, shape or form.
I love that. I love it. So what we'll do is in the description and in the status on Facebook and YouTube and the description of the podcast, we'll put a link to that because there's so many people that can benefit from that. And me being on the East Coast, a lot of the folks that we work with locally are always looking for an excuse to get to the West Coast, especially that it's in February, right?
So that's right. Let me ask perfect you, weather.
Let me ask you a question because one of the things, when I first saw you, and we work with the same folks out in New York City, which is how we got introduced, but when I first saw you, it was like, and I didn't realize that we work with the same company, it's like, fuck, I've got to meet this girl because she is a badass. She doesn't care what she says. You remind me of, it's the same thing that I love about Gary Vee and Grant Cardone and what I kind of have myself. It's I just, if I want to cuss, I cuss. If I want to tell you, look, you're making bullshit excuses, I say it. You being a business professional and a woman, how do you deal with the negative response on that? Because I get people that ask me that a lot. Luke, you're sometimes you wear jeans to a speaking event. Sometimes you say fuck. How does that scare you? What people might think? So I want to ask you the same thing, especially being a female business professional. I haven't met one that is as edgy as you, and I love that about you. How do you deal with that? Because I know you've gotten some pushback. It's just a matter of what you do when you get it.
Right. So, for example, last week at the New Media Summit on day one, when the icons were introducing themselves, I went up on stage, introduced myself, and in that introduction, fuck was came out of my mouth.
And the fuck bomb. It's always awkward when everybody goes silent on the first fuck bomb.
And Steve, the host of the event, he was like, someone had to break the fuck barrier, and then people laughed. But yeah, it's kind of like this juxtaposition, like people don't expect that to come from me. But at the same time, like if I were to sum up my life in a nutshell, I was very passive and never spoke my voice when I was younger. And so my entire life's journey has been a journey of unleashing who I truly am and really getting to know who I truly am. And I believe that that's the journey that everyone is on, right? Like we're born as we are and then life happens and we start picking up beliefs and these beliefs mold us into who we are. And then all of a sudden people reach their 30s and 40s and they're like, I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm not happy with my life or my career. And we have a deep yearning to be seen and heard. And I feel this is a pattern that everyone goes through. Yeah. And so it's a journey of unlearning, unbecoming, and also like unleashing who you truly are. So for me, it's about unleashing who I am and being really unapologetic about it because I like who I am. You know, I really fucking love who I am. And I believe that my mission, like I'm the only person who can deliver my mission, the way in which it's meant to be delivered, which is my style. And so, you know, that's another thing that I specialize with my clients is becoming unleashed and unapologetic. And that's the paid training. So that's a step up from the free training. But for those who are really ready, like to take it up a notch, that's another training that I offer. But I mean, what's the point of hiding behind a filter or walls when you look at the social media landscape, everyone's kind of saying the same shit. And it takes like polarizing opinions, videos like yours, you know, the Grant Cardones, the Gary Vees, that stop your scrolling and make you look and make you take attention. Right. And so, and that's not because like Luke, you're intentionally being polarizing for the sake of being seen. It's just who you are. It's not that Grant's just showing up in that way, you know, the way that he does to be seen. It's just who he is. And so when people fall into who they truly are, you start to become recognized and noticed because that is unique to you. When you're trying to be like everyone else, that is not unique.
Yeah, I love that. And I think some people make the mistake of they're not as direct as myself or you, or they're not able to pull the fuck bomb off on stage mm-hmm. like Gary Vee, but then they make the mistake of trying to do it because they like
yes.
it. So I think the message is, look, if you're someone like myself and you like to curse and you joke around and you're kind of relaxed, then I don't need to come off as stuffy and, mm-hmm. and very politically correct and polite, because that's not who I am. But if that is yeah. who I am, and I like Grant Cardone or I like Ruby, then I don't need to try to be like them either. And I think that's something that you obviously help a lot of people with. There are so many people that I know that follow me, watch my content, or even are clients of mine that need what you have to offer, need to follow your content, and being completely honest, need to hire you. Where can people learn more about you? What are your social media channels? What's your site where people can find more if they want to work with you or follow your content?
Yeah, so social media is at I Am Ruby on all platforms. I made it super easy. And then my website is just rubyframon.com. And if you want the free training, I'm sure Luke, you'll put the link in, but it's /CPR, and then the paid training is /unleashed. And if you want to make a trip out to LA for a little bit of sunshine in the bitter cold of winter on the East Coast, then I highly encourage you to come to Amplified Soul Live in February. There's nothing more transformational than doing this work for 3 days straight in a container with no other distractions.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome event. I'm sure we're going to end up doing some stuff together in the future, because I love what you're talking about. Your message is so perfectly mixed with my message that really every event that I've ever spoke at or even hosted, they need to hear your message either before or right after mine, because what I'm telling them is not going to work 99.99% of the time if they don't have what you're offering as well. So it's such a great 1-2 punch, and I'd love to do more stuff with you. So we'll definitely hop on another call, strategize about it. And in the meantime, everybody that listens and sees this show, you need to follow Ruby. She's awesome. And it's this is what you get all the time. You are who you are. There's no faking it. And I love it. So I really appreciate you being here today. It was an awesome show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, if you got value out of this, which I know you did, be sure to either share or tag a friend on the Facebook or YouTube stream, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, and share this with one person. Everybody knows at least one person, and it's probably yourself, that needs to hear Ruby's message. Be sure to share it out. Be sure to follow her. And remember, you have to have attention if you're going to generate revenue for your business. That's what this show is about, and that's why we bring you special guests like Ruby. We'll see you guys next week.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales. But the reality is, it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is Attention Equals Dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars.